In May 2018, the High Court of Guatemala sentenced 4 ex-military officers for crimes against humanity, crimes they had committed in 1981 at the height of the genocide against indigenous people. 25 years before these men's conviction, a Nobel Peace Laureate from Guatemala gave the speech you'll hear from the Wings archives today. Her name is Rigoberta Menchú. The producer and host was Monica Boyerlein.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Almost 12 years ago, a young Guatemalan woman came knocking at the doors of the International Indian Treaty Council in New York City. She seemed very shy and barely spoke Spanish, never mind English. But she had a story to tell that shook many of the older Native activists she met. Born and raised in the mountains of Guatemala, the young woman had seen her brother tortured to death before his family's eyes. Her mother died the same way. Her father was killed by the army. She had finally left Guatemala for exile in Mexico and dedicated herself to the cause of democracy and human rights for indigenous people, the majority of her country's population. The woman's name was Rigoberta Menchú. At age 36, she would receive one of the highest honors in the world, the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 1993, the United Nations appointed her Goodwill Ambassador for its Worldwide Year of the Indigenous People. This May, Rigoberta Menchú came back to see her friends on the International Indian Treaty Council in Minneapolis, and she found time to tell a standing-room-only crowd how her life has changed since the Nobel Peace Prize and how her cause has stayed the same.
Hey. I don't speak English, but I am very, very happy because you are the Guatemalan people, friends. You are people look for the future for our children, for our women, for our all the people in the world. Thank you for your coming. Es un gran orgullo para mí ser mujer, pero ser mujer indígena.
It is of great pride to me to be a woman, particularly an indigenous woman.
La causa de los indígenas y la causa de las mujeres del mundo son similares.
The cause of the indigenous people and of the women of the world are similar.
En muchos momentos, las organizaciones populares, las organizaciones de viudas, de jóvenes, nunca fueron escuchados.
During many years, the popular organizations, the organizations of widows, of the young, of the indigenous people were not heard.
Nunca fueron escuchados y por eso, en mucho momento, la cooperación internacional pasó de lejos de los intereses de nuestros pueblos.
And because they were not listened to, the international cooperation passed our nations and our peoples.
Y nosotros, como pueblos indígenas, tenemos un mensaje que decir hoy, finalizando siglo XX.
And today, as indigenous people, we have a message to speak out at the end of this 20th century.
Y el mensaje que podemos decir es que estamos vivos y queremos vivir por todos los siglos venideros.
And our message is that we're still alive and that we want to remain alive for centuries to come.
Nuestra cultura es válida.
Our culture has value.
Los secretos de nuestros antepasados vive y puede aportarle al mundo entero.
The secrets of our ancestors are alive and can contribute to the whole world.
Nosotros nos dio la vida la comunidad. La comunidad nos mantuvo y hoy la comunidad es válido para la vida de los pueblos.
It was our community that gave us life and sustenance and that will keep us alive.
Y por eso quizá este año y los años próximos van a ser años sumamente importante para la vida y existencia de los pueblos indígenas.
This and coming years will be of extreme importance for the life and sustenance of the indigenous peoples.
¿Ustedes saben que este año es Año Internacional de los Pueblos Indígenas?
Do you know that this year is the International Year of the Indigenous People?
Nosotros no sabíamos.
We didn't know it.
El Año Internacional de los Pueblos Indígenas fue una conquista de 10 años de lucha de los propios indígenas.
That this year would be celebrated took us 10 years of efforts by the indigenous peoples.
Y lo estuvimos peleándolo en los corredores, en los pasillos de la ONU, de la Comunidad Europea, siguiendo un diplomático, y a veces hasta cuando iba al baño lo teníamos que seguirlo.
We have fought for it in the corridors of the Economic Community of Europe, in the United Nations, and we followed diplomats across the world, even when they went to the bathroom, we went after them.
Y le hablábamos de la causa indígena.
And we spoke to them about the indigenous cause.
Y por fin logramos un año internacional dedicado a los indígenas.
And finally, we accomplished an international year dedicated to the indigenous people.
Pero un año es demasiado simbólico.
But one year is too symbolical.
Ya casi estamos terminando el año y hasta ahora estoy diciéndoles a ustedes que es nuestro año.
It is almost the end of our year and I am just now starting to tell you that it is our year.
Entonces quiere decir que no es suficiente un año para los indígenas.
That means that it is not sufficient for the indigenous people to only have one year.
¿Por qué no luchamos todos por una década?
Why don't we all fight for a decade for the indigenous people?
Nosotros queremos una década.
We would like a decade.
Una década donde nos den la oportunidad de cambiar las relaciones que ha existido durante 500 años hasta la fecha.
During this decade, we would like the opportunity to change the relations that have existed during 500 years.
Los contenidos de una década debe ser un desafío para las agencias internacionales, los pueblos del mundo, para dar la oportunidad que nosotros, pueblos indígenas, nosotros, mujeres, nosotros, pueblos pobres, podemos contribuir al desarrollo, podemos realizar nuestros proyectos, nosotros mismos.
During this decade, we will have a challenge and present it to the international agencies and to many countries to support the idea that women, indigenous people, and the poor can contribute greatly to society and to the world through our own projects.
Es decir, ha habido muchos millones de dólares, mucho dinero. Dinero no hace falta en el mundo. Hay mucho destinado a los pobres, a los indígenas y a las mujeres. Pero ¿cómo se ha usado eso? ¿Quiénes lo han usado? ¿Y con qué enfoque se utilizó?
There have been many millions of dollars given to the poor, to women, to indigenous people. But it is not money that is important. It is more important to think of who has received that money, how it has been used, and to what ends it has been placed.
Y puedo decirles que las reglas han sido de que unos llevan su idea para hacerlo. Van a ir con la intención de ir a construir, a hacer, pero nunca se pusieron a pensar si esa es lo que nosotros queremos o no.
The rules of the game have been that those who have contributed have gone into our countries with an idea of what we need without asking us what we think we need.
Es muy hermoso escuchar la gente, especialmente escuchar la gente pobre.
It is beautiful to listen to people, but particularly to listen to the poor people.
Saber qué quieren, qué desean, saber dónde va sus sueños del futuro.
To learn what they want, what they wish, where their dreams are leading them for the future.
Y es hermoso conocer otras culturas.
And it is beautiful to get acquainted with other cultures.
Es hermoso conocer otros ideales, otras culturas, otros avances de otros pueblos que nos hace conciencia que la unidad debemos, podemos hacer unidad. Podemos trabajar por la unidad de los indígenas, la unidad de las mujeres, la unidad de nuestros pueblos.
It is beautiful to learn about the ideals and the progress achieved by other peoples, and to learn that it is possible to bring about the unity of indigenous peoples and of women across the world.
Pero la unidad debemos de hacerlo sobre la base de la diversidad.
But unity must be accomplished through diversity.
La diversidad no es un problema. La particularidad, la diversidad de nuestros pueblos debe ser una riqueza que nos amplíe la mente, los conocimientos y los avances del mundo entero.
Diversity is not a problem, but it is a source of wealth that will teach us about the progress that is being achieved by different peoples throughout the world.
Esa es la intención, esos son los deseos y los propósitos de la Fundación Vicente Menchú, que estamos iniciándolo. No será como una institución más, porque es la primera vez que un indígena tiene el premio Nobel.
Those are the intentions and the dreams of the Vicente Menchú Foundation, which will not be just another foundation, since it is the first time that an indigenous person has received the Nobel Peace Prize.
Solo una plática no nos hace conciencia.
Just one conversation will not make us conscious enough.
Sino más bien la hermandad, el trabajo cotidiano, y es lo que deseo para todos ustedes.
But the fraternity and the work in common that I wish to ask you all for.
Y que viva el respeto entre nuestros pueblos.
And I hope that respect among our peoples will continue to grow.
Since this talk first aired on Wings, the UN has declared two consecutive official decades of Indigenous peoples and named 2019 a year of Indigenous languages. Again, producer Monica Boyerline.
You're listening to a speech by Rigoberta Menchú, Guatemalan Indigenous activist and 1992 Nobel Peace Prize winner. After her speech, Menchú answered questions from the audience. Bill Means, director of the International Indian Treaty Council, read the questions.
Rigoberta, have you gotten any positive signs from the new Clinton administration that they will work towards ending U.S. funding and training of military personnel in Guatemala?
Bueno.
Well.
Tuvimos varias reuniones con diferentes autoridades del gobierno de la actual administración.
We have had several meetings with several authorities in today's administration in the United States.
Tuvimos oportunidad de conversar sobre temas fundamentales sobre la Fundación Vicente Menchú, la actuación del Premio Nobel de la Paz, así como el conflicto armado interno en Guatemala, la solución que puede tener el conflicto armado interno.
We have had the opportunity to discuss several subjects, including the Vicente Menchú Foundation, the Nobel Peace Prize, and the armed conflict in Guatemala and how it could be resolved.
También estuvimos hablando de la situación de Centroamérica, que hay problemas tan profundos en Centroamérica. Hay problemas tan profundos en Nicaragua. Siguen habiendo problemas en El Salvador. Por lo tanto, es necesario medidas concretas para que no resurjan los conflictos armados internos.
We discussed the situation in Central America and the profound problems that exist still in Nicaragua and in El Salvador, and several concrete measures that could be taken in order to prevent the continuation of these problems.
Tenía mucho deseo de tener una entrevista con el presidente Clinton, y bueno, entiendo que tiene muchas ocupaciones, y no fue posible.
I had strong wishes to meet directly with President Clinton, but I understand that he's terribly busy, and unfortunately it was not possible for me to meet with him.
Yo espero que haya sido porque no le llegó a él el mensaje.
I hope the reason was that he personally did not receive the message.
Y bueno, es posible.
And that is quite possible.
Esperamos que la relación del norte hacia el sur cambie. Eso es nuestro sueño.
We hope that the relationship between the north and the south changes. That is our dream.
What active role can students play in the search for equality of indigenous people?
Sobre esto hemos conversado mucha gente, especialmente gente indígena. Y creemos que es posible combinar los conocimientos académicos, los grandes conocimientos científicos que pueden tener los que tienen acceso a la educación, con las experiencias autodidactas de los indígenas y de los pueblos pobres.
We have talked with many people, particularly indigenous people, and we believe that there is a possibility to combine the scientific and academic knowledge of those who have access to it with the experiential learning of indigenous and poor people.
¿Y para cómo hacer este intercambio? Primero tiene que haber algún cambio en las reglas académicas.
For this exchange to take place, there must first take place a change in the academic rules.
Ustedes saben que yo soy doctora y tengo 6 doctorados honoris causa. Pero quisiera, por ejemplo, con algunas universidades de Estados Unidos, que invitaran en programas, por ejemplo, las viudas, los dirigentes populares, que hayan cursos específicos donde haya oportunidad de intercambio, de reencuentro, y que eso sea válida.
As you might know, I am a doctor, and I have 6 honoris causa doctor degrees. And what I would suggest is that through some universities, there could be an invitation to popular leaders, to widows, and to academic youth, so that these exchanges could take place.
La mayoría de las veces, los técnicos, los expertos, los antropólogos, sociólogos, han ido a nuestros pueblos con la idea de ir a estudiar la gente. pero nunca ha ido con la idea de dejarse que sea estudiado, ¿verdad?, por la misma gente.
Most experts, most technicians, anthropologists, sociologists, and others have gone to our land to study us, not realizing that we should also be studying them.
Entonces, ir allá no significa ir a estudiar seres humanos. Ya cuando uno se pone a estudiar seres humanos, ya se siente muy grande y entonces ya no va a aprender mucho.
She said, as she says, that if one goes somewhere to study human beings, it is quite possible that that person has gotten too big for his or her britches. And they're no longer going to understand.
Y entonces, que la educación cambie esas reglas, que la gente no estudie a otros, sino que se coloque como una parte pequeña, pero inseparable de esa causa, y aprenderá mucho y educará bastante. Eso es la juventud que queremos para el futuro, y eso es la academia que tiene que nacer en el futuro.
Those who study and those who teach must learn that they're only a small part of the whole of humanity, and it is that type of learning that I hope will take place, and that type of youth with such understanding that I hope will come about.
Next question. What is the best thing that has happened to you since you won the Nobel Peace Prize?
Lo mejor que me ha sucedido, ay, no sé. Bueno, lo mejor que ha pasado es que yo estoy acostumbrada de entrar por la cocina. Y ahora a veces puedo entrar por la puerta grande.
I had been used to enter through the kitchen door, and now I can enter through the main door.
A veces, dije, a veces.
O sea, only que, sometimes, though.
Yo he peleado en fronteras, en corredores, y muchas veces, aunque yo quisiera tener otra cara, pero tengo cara de pobre y cara de mujer y cara de indígena, ha sido siempre mi desgracia.
I have crossed many borders and I have walked the halls of power, but my face is the face of the poor and the face of women.
And the Indian.
And of indigenous people.
Y lo mejor que me pudo pasar es que me cayó el premio Nobel en las espaldas, dicen la gente, con una juventud importante. Seré premio Nobel ayer, hoy y hasta la muerte. Entonces tengo unos buenos años para trabajar. Es el deseo más grande que tengo, trabajar todos los años para que el premio Nobel no sea solo simbólico, sino sea algo que tenga vida, sea fuerte y sea respetable.
And also, perhaps the best thing that has happened to me is that the Nobel Peace Prize fell on my back. And this is important because this will give me youth to live on, to work for that Peace Prize, so that it will not remain only a symbolic prize.
We have a question. Where do you keep the Peace Prize?
¿Dónde tiene el premio? No, ¿hasta dónde lo guardo?
Ya me empezaron a pedir cuentas.
You've already started to ask me for accounting.
El premio Nobel, desde el momento que lo recibí, pensé que lo más digno hacer es exiliarlo. Exiliarlo como una vigilia por la paz en Guatemala.
The first thing that I thought should be done with it is to take it into exile as a fast for Guatemala.
Y exiliarlo significaba buscarle un lugar digno fuera de la tierra natal. Y ese lugar digno quedó en el Templo Mayor en la Ciudad de México.
And to take it into exile meant to look for a worthy site for it. And that site was the main temple in the city of Mexico.
El Templo Mayor fue la cuna de los mexicas, de los aztecas, pero también es el ejemplo de lo que llaman la modernidad, la combinación de las culturas y de las etapas de desarrollo humano.
The main temple was the site of the mexicas, of the Aztecs, but it is also representative of modern world, and therefore it is a combination of cultures.
El retorno de la medalla a Guatemala, quiero que sea un mensaje de paz para el mundo entero, un mensaje de paz para Guatemala, una paz verdadera y no una paz simbólica. Y espero verla cuando yo estoy viva y llevaremos esa medalla a su lugar natal, que es Guatemala.
And returning this prize to Guatemala will be a message of peace to the world that will be true, not symbolic, and I hope to see it happen during my lifetime.
Pero para ir depende de mucho de ustedes, de los amigos del mundo, para que haya un diálogo, una verdadera negociación del conflicto armado interno y que haya una solución política. Si no hay una solución política al conflicto armado, la medalla estará en el Templo Mayor.
That will depend also on you and all of our other friends throughout the world, for there must be negotiations of the armed conflict so that this conflict might end. And if it doesn't then end, the prize will have to remain in the main temple of Mexico City.
Muchas gracias. Les deseo todo lo mejor para que sigan luchando por la paz, por los derechos humanos, por la dignidad de los pueblos.
I wish you the best in your struggle for peace, for human rights, and for protection of the victims throughout the world.
Y yo los espero en Guatemala.
And I will wait for you in Guatemala.
You've been listening to 1992 Nobel Peace Prize winner Rigoberta Menchú. This speech was recorded at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. Reporting for Wings, this is Monica Boylan.
Wings thanks our supporters, including your community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, editor of the book Women and the Gift Economy. To hear shows again, email wings@wings.org. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.